Okay. Kum Lenin, Ablat Gemara, we're up to the new Peleg Yetze Deifin, Daf Memor Aleph, the Mishnah, top of the page. Yetze Deifin, if a baby was born through cesarean, and Rashi says through some kind of a medicine, it opens up the womb, and they take out the uber. Very interesting. Doesn't say you make a surgery, you know, incision or something. They put some kind of a...
It's a dilator in the stomach.
No, then it goes through the normal way. It's going out through the normal way. Yetze Deifin. Going through the side.
I'm looking for it in Russia. I don't remember. That's a plim. That's a pshat. that's the Peter Zabaja.
The Ein Yeshvin Olav Yemei Tuva. So the laws are very different if that's how the baby came to emerge. First of all the laws of Tumen Tara don't exist. Yemei Tara. The Ein Chayavin Olen Karbin. You don't bring a carbon. The Shimon says, no. Hareze Kiyol. We treat it just like any other birth. What's the difference? We'll soon see the arguing in Psukim. Next, it says Kol Hanoshim Metamez Beis Achitz, where he has before a woman becomes tummy even before the blood emerges from her body. As long as it's in the canal, she's already tummy. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Dam Yizayve Bibsara, in her flesh is already flowing. Aval Azov Ul Balkedi, when it comes to a male, Azov or a Balkedi has an emission. Einayim Metamin, here he doesn't become tummy. Achetetei Tumas on the chutz until it emerges from his body outside. Hence. He was eating truma, but here Gizhen, he realizes, he feels, he senses. That he's about to have an emission. He holds his male part, his member. Because it didn't emerge yet, he's not tummy. So he can eat the truma. And then he releases, becomes tummy afterwards. How much has to be emerged to become tummy? The slightest amount. I feel like ain't a chayil the size of a mustard, and here we add another thing. Over pachas mekain, it's not a usual thing. Usually, just wants to show you the minutest part. It says kechardel. Here it says even less than that.
Literal, then.
Yeah.
No,
doesn't matter. Yeah,
even
a speck.
Normally, chayil is figurative speech.
Exactly, but yeah, it usually is a symbol of the smallest amount. Gemara. Why does Rabbanon hold that Yetze Deifin is different than an ordinary child? It says clearly in Pasuk, if a woman says Isha Kisazriya, the Yolda Zocha, she gives birth to a male, so we darshan, add until she tailored the Mokka, she mizras, that she gives birth to the way that it started. Rab Shimon says, no. You know what I do with the Pasuk? Isha Kisazriya. Remember, we had a whole argument if a shili comes out into the house. Rabbanan say, even though you cannot see the child dissolves. The house is tamei. However, Rab Shimon says, no, it dissolved inside the woman, and she is tamei. And that's what he learns from this pasuk. Dafilu lo yolda elokein, she is the imai, even though it never really emerged from the mother. By the time it emerged, the mother was very old, dissolved. It dissolved inside the mother, so the way it went out is more or less the way it went in, the way it started in the liquid form. Tamei, a lady, she's still tamei. Rab Shimon, my time may. What's his logic? Why does he hold that a Yetze Deifin is treated equal to a birth, a natural birth? Amarish Lakish, Amakro. It says twice in the Pasig, Taylor. It says if you have a Mzacha Taylor, it says in the Kaver Taylor. Why say it again? The Rabbis include Yetze Deifin, even this particular method. Rabbona, what do they do with the word Taylor? Haim Beboiler, they need the Rabbis to include not only a male or a female that were born, you have all of these laws, but also Tumtum Nadaregnas that you don't know their status. The Salka Datachamina. Why would I need a pasuk for that? Because I would have thought zocher nekeva ksiv. It says im zocher telo nekeva telo. Because it highlights a zocher nekeva. I would have thought vade nekeva zocher vade nekeva vadoi. It's only if it's 100% a male, 100% female. Well, like tumtum vaderegim, and not if it's a suffix kamash malon. That even they're included. New Rab Shimon, who uses the word telo, teach even a yotze deifin. How does he know tumtum vaderegim? He learns from a totally different pasuk. Nafkala, he learns him in the Tony bar levoy. From where Tony bar levoy learned. The Tony Bar Levoy, what did Bar Levoy say? It says in the Pasuk that if the days of Tara, you know, the 33 days of Tara for a boy or the 66 for a girl, the Pasuk says, Lebein Olabas, then she brings a carbon. Why do you have to say Lebein Olabas? I tell you already spelled out before for a Ben how much it is, for a Bas how much it is. Come teach you, Mikol Mokum. So the teacher Leben become Mokim, and Lebas become Mokim. And any kind of a son, even a small trace of a son, a small trace of a daughter, because Tumtum Adreginus could be both, could be either one. So therefore, it's enough. Koldu Ben, Koldu Bas. It's enough to be Mechayiv. She's Tomei, even if she gave birth to somebody who has both signs or neither sign. Rabbanon, since they learn from Teilek to include a Tumtum Madreginus, so according to Rabbanon, Haim Abayle, what do they do with this? Ben Labas, Lechayev, I'll call Ben Uben. To tell you that if she went to the mikveh after another 14 days for a girl or the 7 days for a boy, and then she had relations with her husband, then she fell pregnant, and she gave birth to a miscarriage or she miscarried after 80 days, you have to bring two separate kabbanas because it's two separate events. You would have thought, since I didn't bring the carbon for the first one yet, the 80 days just expired and I just miscarried it, whatever, or if I give birth later, or if I gave birth later, I can be yitzhak with one carbon. Every child requires their own carbon. Nurab Shimon, who uses the bein labas to teach you, how does he know about this? You know, every child needs their own. But Abshimin Nafkala, he learns it in the Tanya, it says in the Pasuk. We learned the Tanya, learned the Braisa for Abshesh. It says she brings a carbon, and then it says, and that cleanses her, and then it says, Zois, Toidas, Hayeledes. These are the laws of someone who gives birth. Toidas sounds like one Toida. Toidas, Hayeledes, in singular. Toidas, Hayeledes sounds like one Toida for all those. Although that should be born, melamed shemevi a carbon echad avolodes harbe. Come teach you, you bring one carbon, no matter how many children you would have. That's what seems the brayse. You bring one carbon. Okay, then the brayse continues. So yochel, I would have thought, tovi aleda v'alzev kachas. If she gave birth and she also became a zava right afterwards, and a zava brings a carbon after the 7 clean days, you know, 3 days and 7 days. So maybe we would have thought that she should bring also a carbon as well. She could bring one carbon to be yates of both. So you want to stop right away. What do you mean one carbon bring both? Elo yeled is the ochlodam. So what happens if a woman gives birth and then she also did another aveda that requires a carbon, like she ate blood? Or yeled is the ochlochelib, or she ate chelib. The chat carbon. Would you even have a half a minute that one carbon is good enough? El Yochel, I would have thought, Tovi, she named Levi, Aladish Lacham Aladish. I would have thought that a child that she gave birth to before the 80 days, right, in the beginning. And then she had 80 days. And then after 80 days, she gave birth to another child. So one's before Malays, one's after Malays. I would have thought that I could bring one carbon for both. No, this is only for the first one, and not for the second one. So when it says mivia carbon echabos harbin, means like twins. If you have twins, you'll bring one carbon for the, or triplets or quadruplets, you bring one carbon. Quintuplets, you bring one carbon.
That's the
image. We'll see. Like the children of Abchia, when was born 2.5 months later, whether you can bring one carbon for both or not. But Rabbanon. So Lucheda, you can learn from Zayis already to tell you that you can bring one. You have to bring a carbon for each one separately. Why need the ben labas? Rabban, Avagad the Chesiv Zayis, even though it says Zayis, which Zayis Lucheda means that what, that each child is different. Nevertheless, it's the ben labas. We still need the ben labas as well. To teach you that each child is different. Why? Because I mean, I would have thought Hani Mili. I would have thought when do you have to bring two separate kabbanas? But today Yiburi, two separate pregnancies, two separate pregnancies, two separate events. Two separate kabbanas. Avo bichadi Buddha. But what about one pregnancy? But they were born different times. L'moshe Yehuda v'Chizki b'nei Rabchia. They were 2.5 months apart. Emer bechad kor misag. I would have thought, look, it's one pregnancy. It should be good enough. Kamal Shalon. It's not the pregnancy. It's a pregnancy. It's both pregnancy and the birth. And since the birth was separate occasions, two separate kabbanas. And that you learn out from Ben Abbas. Omer Rabbi Yechon comes to Rabbi Yechon and says that even though Rabbi Shimon says that a Yoytzei Daifin is treated like any other carbon, is like any other birth, that's only when it comes to a human. However, Moide Rabbi Shimon is Moide when it comes to Kachim, She'ena Kaddish. When it comes to Kachim, it has to be an animal that was born naturally. If it's born via cesarean, no. My time of why, comma, we learn out later, mepchoir. By pchoir, we know by an animal, definitely it has to be born. It has to be born. If it isn't born, there's no din of pchoir whatsoever. So therefore, we can learn kachin from pchoir that what? That it has to be a later and not yetzer deifin. Rab Shimon only argues when it comes to a human. As Gemara explains, yeah. So what happens if, let's say, an animal was born through cesarean and you want to make it holy? It's only Kedusha's mamas. Like, has a mum prior, before even you donated it, consecrated it. So therefore, it's only Kedusha's mamas. Says the Gemara, my time, Matzesvore, Goma, Leida, Leida, B'Pchayr, he learns the word Leida by here and the word Leida by B'Pchayr, to tell you, the same kind. Ma'hosan Petarechem, over there by B'Pchayr, clearly it has to be the first out of the womb. Avkan Petarechem. So every carbon has to be, similarly, has to be from the womb. So a carbon, an animal that was born through cesarean, you cannot bring up as a carbon. Why don't we learn? Why do you decide that kachim you should learn from a bechor animal? Learn kachim from a human. That why? Because Rav Shimon, that the yetzer teifa is all right, like a tree, like any other birth. Shimon, no. My husband, just like over there, yetzer teifa. And sorry, it's part of the question. My husband, yetzer teifa. My human, yetzer teifa is good enough. I've got yetzer teifa. My carbon also should be good enough. Says the Gemara, if I have a choice to compare kachim to b'chor, or compare kachim to a human, I'm going to compare kachim to a b'chor. That why? That only a natural birth is considered a birth. Why would I rather compare it to b'chor? Mistabra m'b'chor havelelameh. Make more sense to learn b'chor. Why? Shekain imoy mi'imoy. By a b'chor it says 7 days it should be imoy with his mother, and by kachim it says she was yum, it should be tachas imoy. So both are very similar right there. And that's why we learn kachim from b'chor. For anyone added up, ma'odim have a little male. She was from Odom. Why? She came poshut, but poshut. The korban is, we're not talking about a b'chor by a korban, because to be a b'chor, you have to be treated like a b'chor. We're talking about an ordinary animal, and a human is an ordinary person, not a b'chor. So the same thing. So l'chor is similar to a human. Says the Gemara, el m'b'chor have a little male. If you know why, we learn from b'chor. Shekain have a number of similarities, something in common. Number one, aim. By both of them, it says mother. Number two, they're both behemoths, kachim. They're both karbonas that go on the mizbech. Number three, they both have the laws of a carbon, which is pigul, if you have the wrong thoughts in mind for the place or the time, or noisiv, if you have left over at all, or tame, if a tamelig person eats it. So since they have five things that are in common, so you learn from karbonas. We want adirabe, me'odam havele mevish, you learn from a person. A person also has a number of things in common. Chicken, we have. Can we join us with Avyemi?
George, it's
sorry?
George Hopkins' Yotze today.
Oh, tomorrow.
Today. No. Today, yeah. And
mention his name because he's a member of our shir.
Yeah, anyway, his son's here. So if on the way out, if you could just go in. And we've got Al Chaim in there, but on the way out, if you could just go in. Okay.
Amen. He was lifting at night. It was hay.
That's what I saw it on the Chevra Kedisha side.
Yeah.
But on the cable, it's got problems as well.
Yeah. You remember he was there.
I know. I looked up the tradition. I asked him about it. He said that's what they've got on the cable.
I looked at. Actually, I was planning on bringing Lachaim tomorrow because I looked
Sorry to interrupt you, but if you can just.
Okay. No problem. Okay. All right. She'll learn tomorrow. She'll ilan nishmas. Yeah. He's definitely learning with us. Daf Yemi from Eden. Says the Gemara, right? You should compare it to an Adam. Shekain has other things in common. Both are poshut. Both could be a zohar, could be a male, could be a female, Kaddish, and Matana. And what do you call it? Abchoyd is only by Schorim. And by a person, you have to be makdashit, by an animal, you have to be makdashit. It doesn't happen by itself. B'chay, you have to do nothing, comes holy by itself. And also by an adam, and by an ordinary kachim, there's no matonas, it doesn't belong to the kohen. For example, a shlamim, a carbon shlamim belongs entirely to the balabas. Mashenge b'chay belongs entirely to the kohen. So the Gemara says four things similar to an adam. The Gemara. So all of these things it says is Zohar, Kaddish, Matana are all things referring to Bchor, which Behemoth and Adam don't have. Interesting, usually they say what they have in common. Here we're saying what they both have in common, they don't have. We answer Hanukkah Fishin, it's 5 verses 4. So what we're saying is what? That Rabbi Yechon said that Rabbi Shimon is made when it comes to Kabbanis, Yetzer Deifen is not treated like an ordinary birth. Tanya, the son of Huna, says the name of Rav, Tanya de Messiah, I actually have a braisa that supports Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Huda says, and we'll go through the whole braisa. Rabbi Huda says, it's not a posik that Zois Toida Sa'ila. So it starts off over there that this is the Tzav. So it's Teda Sa'ila, it goes on the Mizbeach, and it says, Moik down the Mizbeach. We learn out from there that if you put something on the Mizbeach, even though it's possible, you have to leave it there, you don't remove it. But not all psalim, certain psalim. But it says Zois, which is a mere this. Toiras, which is another miyut, you know, singular, and ha'oila, the oila, again another miyut, three miyutim here. Sorry? Actually, more than use it as a fourth. Yeah, why not, basically? So, Zoyis, take a good question. Zoyis, Toiras, Oila, Tesis actually learns the word "he" is the one of the three miyutim. Is one of the three miyutim. So it's a he. That's the second miyut. So you have. It says in the pasuk zois. No, it says in the pasuk zois toida ha'oila he ha'oila. So it's zois ha'oila and he. Those are the three that are miyutim, or he and the ha'oila. And to tell you that only a kosher ha'oila and not certain psulim. Certain psulim get removed, certain remain on. How's it work? These are the psulim that we take off, remove. The nishchata balayla, if you shecht it at night, you're supposed to shecht it by day, shecht it by night, you remove it. The blood poured out to the ground before they had a chance to sprinkle the blood, so you remove it from the mizbeach, and you put the meat on the mizbeach, you remove it. Or you took the blood outside before you had a chance to spray it, to sprinkle it, so again, if the meat of the carbon goes in the mizbeach, you remove it. Shim also tated. All of these three cases, you put them as bech, you remove them. Rab Shimon says, no. Rab Shimon says, I believe it says, oila, oila, ainli, ela, all I know is, oila, sheda. That if you put a kosher oila, moita on his bech, burns on his bech, it remains on his bech. Menayin, lerabois, all these psulami just included, how do I know to include them? Shenishchata balayla, b'shechter by night, you put on his bech, you leave it there. Or shenishpur dama, the blood poured out on the ground, you didn't sprinkle it. Or shiyatza dama, chutz climb, you didn't sprinkle it. Or halon, the blood still remained, it didn't go outside, but it remained overnight, the blood, before you sprayed it. Or v'hayoytza, you took the meat of the carbon oila, which is meant to be eaten inside the Beis HaMikdash, you took it outside, then you brought it back in. Or somebody tome, or hanoiser, or leftover meat that was left over, and then you bring it on his bech. Or ishenishchat chutz lizmanoi, or you shecht it having in mind you will eat it the wrong time. Or people over chutz lemekayim by the wrong place. Or ishekiblu psulin, or the koyin who received the blood was pasul, and let's say balmum or some other pasul.
Don't we have a call that once something is on the mizbeach, you never take it
down? No, so the rabbanon say certain psulim we do remove, certain we leave on, and those are three we remove. So far, Rav Shimon is saying everything, even though it's possible, we leave on. And he's nominating all the psulim we leave on, and he continues.
He just uses this word
oila. He's using the word oila. Yeah, he's nominating that day. Shekibla psulim, or if shechita, we don't care who does. Shechita k'sheri bizar. But if a koyim balmum, for example, received the blood, if a zorkin is sprayed, as he sprayed the blood, or rahanitoni lemaila, let's say those kabanas that the blood has to be sprayed above the line. By a chat, by a behemah, different than by a bird. A chat is behemah has to be sprayed above the line. Shenit lamata, by mistake, you sprinkle it below the line. Or manit lamatna, or a carbon oiler that had to be sprinkled below the line. Shenit lamaila above the line. Or anit nimbechuz, those kabanas that you sprinkle outside, the outer mizbech. Shenit nimbefnim, you brought them into mizbeach. Or hanit nefrim, those few kabbanas that are brought inside, like a par helen dover or the part of a kain mashiach. Shanit nechu, you by mistake you sprayed it outside. These are all psulim. Or v'hapeser v'achata sheshachnu leishma, a carbon paste, a carbon chata, you shecht it, and you didn't have the right carbon in mind. All other kabbanas, you shecht it, the wrong carbon in mind, still kosher, except pesach and chata. These are all psulim. And nine, how do you know? Tam aleime comes to tell you. Zois toida sa'ila. It says in the pasuk, Zois toida sa'ila. Riba, the toida is coming to be marba. Toida achas l'chol ha'olin. Ha'olin means whatever you put on the mizbeach, not just a specific carbon. Whatever mizbeach. And Zois toida sa'ila. All of them have the same toida, the same din. And they're all included. Mute, that's right. But he's also going to be made by different things. Then he continues. Sheim alu lo yodi. You put them in the mizbeach, you don't remove them. Yochel avur thoch ani marbe. I should also include es hareveya. I should include also in a case with an animal, committed bestiality with a woman or a nirba or an animal was on the receiving end, or hamukts an animal set aside for avodah zarah, or v'haneved was actually worshipped avodah zarah. All of these are possible for a carbon, or esnan given in exchange to a harlot. V'amechiro, you swapped for a dog. V'hakalayim, or born from klayim mixed parents. V'hatreifa, or treifa. V'yoytze daifin. So one of the psulim Rav Shimon mentions here, and this is the key. The whole b'rais we're learning is for this word right here, that an animal that was born from cesarean These are all psulim, and tamalei mezayis, they have to be removed from the mezbeach because that's zayis. It's limiting this. On the one hand, Torah is telling you they all the same din, but zayis telling you that some of them don't. So we're ma'id these and include the other ones. So what do we see from here? Yeah. No, it's two different things. My certain things, I'm going to explain. So what do we learn from here? That Yitzhak David Hashem, when it comes to a carbon, is not a birth. It's possible. So Rabbi Yechon is correct. There's a difference between a human, where there Yitzhak David is considered like a birth, and when it comes to an animal, we compare it to a b'chayit, it's not a birth. Freddy Gemara, so you have a miyut and you have a ribuy. Zeis is a miyut and her oil is a ribuy. Taidas is a ribuy. Umara Isle Rabba says, Eilu Hoytis Eilu. How do you know which ones to include and which ones to exclude? Says the Gemara, Acha Shariba Hakosov Miyut. Since you have one pasuk that comes to include by saying Toiras, and you have one pasuk which says Zois comes to exclude Amrit, I say Marbani is Elu. I will include all of those Shahoya Psulim Bakaydish. They started off good, and then something happened to them. In other words, you brought the animal, and everything else, but then you shecht it at night. The blood spelled out. You shecht it correctly, but then it fell out. All of these things, the animal itself was a kosher animal. The animal is kosher. That's right. And the animal itself was kosher for a carbon. Something happened afterwards that invalidated it. What am I going to exclude? As Elu Shalahai Ipsul Kaidish, that Ipsul was before they became Kaidish. Yaitse Deifen was possible the moment it was born. Reivea, Nirba, all of these, Aslam, Khidr, before they made them holy, they already had a psul. Tony Mias, but now go to Araya. We learned, however, Yaitse Deifen, the lie. My love, Yaitse Deifen, the Kochim. We're talking about Yaitse Deifen, my other Kabbanis, because the whole thing is talking about Kabbanis. And we see that by Kabbanis, Yaitse Deifen, the psul. From the outset. Araya to Rabbi Yechina. Says Rav Huna Breid Rav Nosson, if I want to be devil's advocate, I can say no. Who told you that this particular psula yesterday was talking about an ordinary kachin? Maybe dafka limited to a pchayr. Maybe Rav Shimon holds that all kabbanis are just like a human, that a yesterday is kosher. When it says here in the Breitza that yesterday is possible, he was talking about a case of a pchayr. Says the Gemara, if it's pchayr, why do you need a pasig zois to tell you that it's possible? That's the whole din of pchayr. It has to be the one that came out of the womb first. So obviously it's possible. I don't need this Gemara here. Says the Gemara back, says, that's what you're asking me because you have another pasig. So you're happy now that I'm talking about kachim. Elamai the kachim has a question. It says in the pasig, imai nafke, we learned before we said that we're comparing kachim to pchayr from the word imai and imai to tell you that it's possible. What do you need zois for? I already have a gzeir shava or a hekesh to pchayr to tell me that it's possible. What do I need a pasig over here zois? The same token you asked me by pchayr, same thing I say here. Once it's possible, it means it cannot become a carbon. It's not shaykh to become a carbon. All the psulim became a carbon, and it's a problem. But pchayr, if it's not petrechem, it's not holy. And the same thing, all other kachim. If it's not petrechem, if you learn like zayishav the pchayr, it's not holy. So of course you cannot bring in the mizbech. And if you put mizbech, it's like any other chulin. No one says if you take chulin and put in the mizbech, it stays in the mizbech. It's not shaykh to the carbon at all. Says so, high mind. No. I have no problem with kachim, but I got a problem with pchayr. Why? What are you talking about? I amri bishleim with the kachim. You know why? By kachim, haynu di itzich itrei krei tak. I need two psukim by kabbonis. By ordinary kabbonis, I need two psukim to tell me that it's possible as beach. Why? There's two possible scenarios. Chad le behemas chulin the oile der adoifen. You have an ordinary animal that was born through cesarean. How do I know that's possible? We learn that from chayim. That what? They cannot become a carbon. The Agdash, he made it holy. But the Chad, what he's talking about in here is you need Zeus, the behemoth, Kachim, the oil of their life. The mother was already Kodesh. And it gave birth to a baby calf, let's say, through a cesarean. There I would have thought, oh, it started already Kodesh. Maybe even though it was born through cesarean, it should be Kodesh. And that's why I need Zeus. So the Ima is telling me an ordinary case of a Chulin. And this Zeus I need for a case of carbon. Uksavar, and he holds. Rashi says you're not great at it, but he holds Vulodas Kachim Bahaviyasan Ekiloshim. There's a machlekes of Vulodas Kachim become holy inside the mother's womb, or they come holy only when they emerge. Rashi says you're not great at it because it really makes no difference. Not when they're born, not when they're inside the mother's womb, when they come out into the world. Come out into the world. Because the chayde makes no difference whether if it comes holy inside the mother's womb or not. We would have thought that this animal taka becomes, it can be used as a carbon. Eli Amri, but others want to say that according to the Man Amr that says that the animal becomes Kodesh inside the mother's womb, then this taket, maybe Yitzhak would be Kodesh because it's already Kodesh before it emerged. Eli Amri, if you want to say the B'choymet Peter Rechem Navke, but if you're going to learn that B'choyr, if you're going to tell me that B'raiz don't have B'choyr, since B'choyr we know Peter Rechem, that it has to be the first in the womb, what I need Zoyz for, yeah, what I need it for. What does Zoyz come to add? There's no other scenario. There's only one scenario. Actually makes sense. Midiktoni, not prove it to you. It says, Horoiveya. What are the examples that it gives, Abshimin gives here that you have to remove from the Mizbeach? Are all examples, Horoiveya, Nirbe, Muktzev, Neve, Veklein, right? These are all the examples it gives. Each one of them, we learn to remember a number of times from another pasuk. Mina Behema, we learn not all Behemas, Mina Tzoyim, Mina Boker, and we learn from there. That brings a Chumash even. That, you know, from each one, so each one of them is another pasuk. What do you need Zoyz for? Obviously, you need Zoyz for one to tell you if it's Chulin, and that's what happened. It doesn't make okay. I don't want to tell you it was Chatchila started out being holy, but this is what happened. You can't use it. So therefore, it's not a problem. Hani Mahochan Afghan wants to live somewhere else. Minahabem, for example, we learn Lahoitzi Hareveya Vehanirba. If the animals involved in the bestiality, we cannot bring it to carbons. We have another pasuk for it. Minah Bakr from the cattle, Lahoitzi Sanevit, if you worshipped it. Minah Tzayim from the sheep, Lahoitzi Namuk, set aside. If it was a goring animal, so we learn from other psukim and klayim, so klayim mahochanafka, and klayim we learn from his eyes mahochanafka. Shoyr oy kesef oy eis, it has to be independent, it has to be one animal. Shoyr pratle klayim, instead of shoyr dafka, not from klayim, mixed parents. Oy eis a goat pratle nidbe, which came out from the birth, looking different than the mother. For example, the parents are a goat, and he looks like a sheep, or this animal looks like a sheep. So we have other psukim. So why does the Braise bring Zeus when you have all these other psukim tell you that they're disqualified? These psukim are talking about an ordinary animal that you want to make, consecrate, make it holy, but if it has these issues, you cannot do that. And the Chad, the pasuk of Zeus is lebehemus kochim, to tell you that their mother was a Kadesh and this was born, and this is what happened afterwards, you should know also it's disqualified. So the same thing that comes to kochim, that if it was born, you ate a daifim. So Rabbi Yechen, therefore, is correct. And it's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan that even though he argued that Rabbi Shimon holds when it comes to a human, a Yetzir Daifin is considered treated like it was born naturally. But when it comes to an animal, a Yetzir Daifin is disqualified for being brought up as a carbon. Stop here.